Mr. Graham, would it shock you to hear that there's been some shuffling around at the top yet again in the championship?
No, of course not.
You know? And then, of course, we got to talk about the FA Cup as well. We'll do that in parting words.
Well done.
You know?
You knew I didn't have it ready?
I was going to say, it's quickly. That's what I do. I'm looking out for you. Admin, not our strong suit. It's kind of how I roll, man.
Thanks, bro.
You know? It's what I do. I am here for you as a friend. Life decisions. I help you. I'm your mentor. Let's start the show. Mentor.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye. Sam Houston? Arsenal fans have another Sam. Right, the fucking Gooner Graham. Stump of a lord. Looks great in shorts. Sam Graham! Fucking United!
Hello and welcome to DU Does EFL, a completely biased brief recap of the English Football League as told by two common American schmucks. I am your host, Sam Houston. And across the way from me, Mr. Samuel Graham. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I am doing great. And of course, on the ones and twos, contemplating all of life, producer Mel.
I wonder, on the day you see your last sunrise, will you know it's your last and will you appreciate it?
I know we're going on tonight. The Day That I Die by Good Charlotte.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good song.
Don't add. To it.
No, 100%. And then you know what? We can go out on an extra song.
I was going to do REM. Everybody hurts.
We could do it. Text Carly.
Sometimes.
Yes, you should have a fourth. I think that'd be a great idea.
You know what we should do?
And may your child.
Follow that up with Dropkick Murphy's I Wish You Were Here.
Oh.
About dead loved ones.
And then just close out with a theme to MASH.
Yeah. I've been sent. My father loved MASH. I'd
Suicide
cry my eyes out.
Is painless.
Carly, and may your fourth child
many
be a
changes.
Masculine child. We're recording at the DU Public House just outside the nation's capital. You can check us out wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, streaming live every single Monday night. Should you want to chat with us, there are as many ways that you can. Mr. Graham, tell the good people how they can get in touch.
Listen to the other show. Fucking get the addresses from there. It's at DU Football Show on all the social media, of course, and DUFootballShow@gmail.com to get in touch via email. And like I said, a lot of the people that are super active in Drunkard United FC, we really want to grow that community because it really is a ton of fun. We've got a
just
few
come in and watch.
We've got a few hundred members. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
You really have to participate if you don't want to. Just watch the shenanigans.
Be the Michael Jackson Thriller meme. Just
sitting there with the popcorn.
It's
yeah,
daily laugh out loud funnies from our greatest listeners.
It really is good stuff. So make sure you check that out. And a lot of the ones that regularly post and shit talk and do all that kind of stuff are lower league supporters.
Yeah.
Well, at least for now. Occasionally they're in the big time.
We are drinking the exact same shit we just drank during the last show, so let's get to it.
Championship Corner!
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Oh no!
And one day she'll push her last button.
And the beauty is too, Mr. Graham, is that's what's great about the live stream is the live stream gets to hear all the fuck ups. It'll just be gone in the wind. Like another life, like another snowflake just floating away.
I wasn't talking about the board. I was talking about you because you'll be dead at some point. You know, you died twice, right? You die. And then the last time someone speaks your name, you know that old saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'll push her last button with you and you'll be gone. And then when Rob inevitably fills in on the show because you're dead, she'll push her last button here too at some point. Because I'll be dead.
I was going to say.
No, don't hear it because y'all won't save the show.
I was going to say, the way I die will definitely be her pushing my fucking buttons. It's definitely the way I'm going to be fucking going.
A little whiskey.
Yeah, you need a little whiskey there? Uh-huh.
Please.
There you go.
Have to deal with this? Absolutely, I do.
Very good. So the Foxes lose again. They lose 2-1 to QPR, who's down fighting to stay out of the relegation zone.
Yeah, it's an interesting loss, that one. I wonder if the bit of the FA Cup run is starting to catch up with them, if the legs are getting tired or injuries. Like, what is it that's happening with Leicester right now? Now, every team goes through a blip here or there.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen, even in the Premier League, we've seen City's performances not be particularly up to snuff, although they are getting over the line. I think Leicester will right the ship. They've been so dominant this season. I think they'll get it together and they'll still win the championship.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just interesting to see with teams like Southampton and Leeds, who are playing so well of late, that this blip is coming at a really bad time for Leicester.
So the four-way battle, of course, starts to heat up even more. Now, Leeds, they do continue their struggle in Yorkshire derbies. They end up drawing Huddersfield. They've drawn Rotherham. They've drawn Sheffield Wednesday. Like, their local Yorkshire side clubs, they seem to be drawing them all, which is not going well for them. So, and it's all bottom of the table teams that they should be beating. So they could have found themselves already in first place if that wasn't the case.
Yeah, 100%.
And Ipswich has moved back into second place as they beat Plymouth 2-1. And Southampton score in the 96th minute to win a barn burner over Birmingham City.
Well, being Liverpool's feeder club, they were offered Liverpool time there at the end of the game. I think there was only an allotted 4 minutes in that one.
Very good.
I have no idea how many minutes were in stoppage time. I'm just taking a piss.
So at the bottom of the table, you have QPR, Birmingham, and Huddersfield Town, and Stoke all sit at 38 points, but Stoke is the one in the relegation zone because they're all separated just by goal difference.
Mm.
Then from there, those four teams are only 1 point behind Blackburn and Millwall, who are in 17th and 18th place, and only 2 points behind Plymouth, who is in 16th place.
And Plymouth is a promoted team into the championship this season.
Yeah. It was Plymouth, it was Rotherham, and it was Sheffield.
Sheffield Wednesday, yeah.
So Sheffield had beaten the Posh. It wasn't Peterborough that they beat. I forget who it was they beat, but they
beat in the playoff final.
In the playoff final, the two legs of it where they were down, they were down like 4-1, and they ended up winning 6-4 or some crazy shit like that.
Well, if they can keep it together Wednesday, we'll definitely have a proper Sheffield derby next season, because
they won't. Sheffield's in 19th right now. They're in the worst shape. Like, Rotherham's dead last, but Sheffield Wednesday's not good. Yeah, it's really those four that I mentioned that are kind of battling it out. Let's go ahead and go on to League One.
Gonna be tough.
Pompey beat Oxford at home 2-1. They continue their 7-point lead over League One. Bolton and Derby are just behind them in the standings. And here's the one
I'd really like to see Bolton come back up.
I didn't know this, and you had mentioned it, and my apologies for not keeping up on it. Reading has just gotten another 2-point deduction. I say another because they've received 3 deductions and points so far this season, surrounding around the fact that they can't fucking write checks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it didn't matter because they went out and beat Carlisle, last place Carlisle, 3-1. And they're sitting pretty right now. They're like in 15th, 16th place.
Yeah, but their financial situation at Reading, okay, shit TV. I told you a long time ago. Carly and I, to sometimes feel better about ourselves when we were feeling down, we would turn on 90 Day Fiancé.
Right.
Because all of those people are fucking train wrecks.
Right.
Right? If you ever feel bad about your financial situation or where you stand in the grand scheme of the economy, just take a look at Reading. You'll feel a lot better about yourself because they can't even play their fucking players, really, at the moment. It's so bad. It's so bad. I wouldn't be surprised if more point deductions were coming, honestly, this season.
Right. Yeah. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And let's see here. Oh, the one thing that's definitely worth mentioning, one of the game in hands that's going to be played in the midweek, Tuesday you have fourth place host third place with Barnsley are at home to Bolton.
I said I really want to see Bolton climb the leagues again and come back. It's been a long old time since they've been gone, and I just... I miss the days of like JJ Okocha lighting it up, you know, for them and that kind of stuff. I'd love to see them come back up, and I really hope they come through this game.
Yeah, it's Pompey win the league, Bolton come in second.
Yeah, and Pompey's another one we've talked about many times. We have an affinity for. We want them to come back up.
Yep.
So yeah, I just really hope they come through these this midweek.
English gentleman, Bill, who's the Palace supporter that I was talking to at Dark Horse this weekend, told him that like kind of our like League One side is Pompey and how we went to Fenton Park. And he was like, oh, you went all the way down there? I was like, yeah, we did. He goes, brilliant fucking ground, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, it was.
Yeah. And I being American, he's English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Being obviously American, I always find it funny because Europe runs deep.
Mm-hmm.
In their history and their stuff. The United States is expansive. So whenever somebody says, oh, you went all the way down, it was a fucking 2-hour train ride.
Yeah, it really wasn't that bad.
Half the distance from here to New York.
Right.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy days.
Yeah.
My commute to work is about a third of the trip to New York.
Yeah, exactly. Ain't that hard.
Not bad. Oh, you went all the way down there? Like, how did you live? It's like, what are you talking about?
Getting out to Hagerstown takes 2 hours from here.
We're still in the same state.
Yeah, it's not that fucking hard.
Come on, man.
Be all right. Yeah, it's not that big.
Easy, like, easy days.
Richmond's 3 hours. It's really not that bad.
2-hour train ride? I'd go down there for lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We'd think fucking nothing of it. Okay, nice and easy. League 2, Wrexham finally had their home game against Accrington Stanley. You know how Aki had raised their ticket prices,
yes,
and then Wrexham gave them a bunch of shit about it?
Yes.
Well, Wrexham beat the ever-loving crap out of Aki 4-0.
Bittersweet, obviously. We want Wrexham up to do well with everything surrounding that club and the way they've been treated, obviously, and sending them down and down and down over the years. and happy to see them back in the league system, obviously. But Aki are so near and dear to us that, come on.
Apparently,
I would have preferred like a 2-2 draw and everybody's happy.
Apparently, Aki has let go of a couple of long-standing stewards of the club.
Don't start doing this stuff.
Yeah, there's been a lot of the owner deactivated his Twitter account. So yeah,
just mute people, man.
Yeah, well, I'm going to want to hear from Ben on that, because it's you know we've often said that Aki was playing above their weight class while they were in League One, and it's a very, very small club, so you just kind of want to see him survive. You just don't want to see him go down.
Mm-hmm. It'd be very, especially if there's that owner is being that way. It'd be a long old hill to climb to get back into the league system if that's how he's treating the club.
Right. And you got to keep those guys around. Like those are the guys that hold the fucking place together, even if they're
exactly
not playing a lot.
They're the glue of the community, right, really.
They're not going to ask for a ton of cash. Like, they just, you know, don't get rid of them. Even you let them play, stay past their welcome. Those kind of players, you let them stay, but like, you saw, you know, we talked about with like our clubs, you know, Leighton Baines was probably done for a good year or two, but he stayed. Seamus Coleman's hurt a ton right now. Seamus Coleman ain't being let go from Everton. Seamus Coleman will retire or choose to walk away and go to another club. But like, you get those kind of guys, they're good for the fucking locker room. They're good for the culture. They're good for the young lads. They keep everybody in fucking check. Like, Don't be doing that shit. That's not good to hear at all. The Stags of Mansfield Town beat Newport, and they stay atop of the table. Stockport had their game postponed. And then there was one fun thing. Forest Green Rovers were starting to get themselves out of it. They were really on a good little run there, and it looked like they were in striking distance. The game they needed was this one at Grimsby Town. And they lost 1-0 in a massive 6-pointer.
That's tough.
That would have flipped it. That would have flipped the script for him right there.
Yeah, absolutely. You just wonder what a stake would have done.
Exactly. Now,
I'm not going to let that go either.
I know you're not.
I never will let that go.
You like to beat a joke into the ground, man.
100%.
Oh, Mr. Graham, parting words. Let's talk FA Cup.
Yes. So the FA Cup fifth round happened last week, obviously. We already spoke about Coventry and Maidstone. Mm-hmm. Maidstone getting knocked out. We were too depressed to not talk about it last Monday.
Or we had to.
But that's what the week started off with, was Coventry beating Maidstone 5-0 and advancing to the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. You had Leicester 1-0 over Bournemouth after extra time. Like I said, I think that kind of played into some of... This cup run has kind of played into some of their bad form.
Yeah, agree.
I think they've been, obviously, a trophy they've won recently. I think they're putting a lot of stock into this trophy again. And I kind of think that they, you know, our league position, nobody's going to catch us. We can really put everything we have into this cup run and just maintain.
Right.
Problem is they haven't really been maintaining.
Well, because also they can be, win the league, be back in the Prem.
And be in the Europa League.
And be in Europa League because you won the FA Cup. Mm-hmm. That is a bunch of extra money right away that you're able to immediately invest into the club and get yourself back to the comfortably in the middle of the table like they had been for the longest time. Hell, not even comfortably middle of the table for the longest time, still battling for Champions League after they had won the league.
Yeah, like for 3 or 4 years.
They were in and around it. It was just the year they went down where it all just fucking fell apart.
Well, I mean, COVID fucked them because all of the owners of the club are all tied into the King Power duty freeze in Asia, all over the Asia, and actually, I think the Middle East as well. But nobody was traveling.
Right.
They had some of the strictest travel regulations in the world, obviously, in that part of the world.
Oh, especially in the East.
So they literally weren't making any money. The ass end fell out of their business completely.
Yeah.
So they just had nothing. They had nothing to invest in the club.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it literally was gate receipts is all they were making. Like this, you know. That's a tough spot to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Newcastle advanced past Blackburn on penalties. Martin Dubravka being the old hero, saving saving a penalty there.
Good, and then possibly a good backup keeper.
Yeah, could be if Kelleher didn't exist.
Uh-huh.
Manchester City 6-2 over Luton Town. Erling Haaland with 5 goals. So if Manchester United thought for a second they were going to win this past weekend. Just take a gander at what they did. City woke up.
5 goals in like 52 minutes. Yeah. He got subbed off at the 60th minute.
And was pissed about it. then you also had on Wednesday, Chelsea getting past Leeds 3-2 in another odd rivalry.
I'll tell you what, Leeds had every chance and they took it.
They fucked it, yeah.
But Leeds took it to them, and Chelsea looked scared in their own fucking building, man. I mean... Especially that second half, other than the game-winning goal for Chelsea, it was all fucking Leeds. Leeds dominated the fucking play.
Which also came very late as well, 90th minute.
Yeah, fucking at the death, Conor Gallagher.
That winner came, Wolves got past Brighton 1-0, which is why I thought Brighton was going to win it the weekend. Mm-hmm. They didn't. I thought they were going to try to rebound. Manchester United 1-0 over Nottingham Forest because they loved paper over cracks at that club. And then Liverpool 3-0 over their feeder club, Southampton. I think there's some controversy there, and they shouldn't be able to play each other, personally.
True.
There's too much, intertwined of a business relationship there.
We will talk the actual quarterfinals of the FA Cup on injury time in a couple of weeks when there are only 5 games going off in the Prem.
Because of the quarterfinals of the FA Cup.
Precisely.
So we'll do a preview show, injury time, our preview show for everything. Yeah. We'll preview those games as well as the actual Premier League fixtures that are taking place.
Yeah, which unfortunately for me now means, depending on what Liverpool do in Europe, we may very well be playing our last 2 games of the season. Will be a midweek Merseyside derby. And then you guys. So for
hopefully again, you'll be safe and I can walk out 6-0 one more time this season.
Hopefully we're safe and hopefully Liverpool's out of because I couldn't handle it if Liverpool fucking won the title on my fucking ground. God, that would.
No, they're supposed to lose the title at Everton, as you've told us so many times.
Well, hopefully you can do your boy a solid.
I would love to do
by
my boy a solid.
Beating Liverpool at Goodison 1-0, just need it 1-0, and then roll over and fucking die because you're safe.
Oh,
and we
I would
beat
love
you 6-0 and win the league on goal difference.
Especially with how quiet your stadium is, we'll all be all hammer time drunk and singing Spirit of the Blues. Like, and it'll sound like the entire fucking state. Fuck, you'll probably start singing it with us because you'll be like, fuck yeah, win the title!
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Next up is the aforementioned injury time. We're going to go ahead and talk about our our adopted club. We're going to talk about a little bit about our fantasy soccer league. And, of course, the beers and alcoholic drinks. The
canned cocktails we're drinking. Off beer.
And one more time, Mr. Graham, should somebody want to find injury time, how do they go about doing it?
It's very simple. It's patreon.com/dfootballshow. Just sign up to that $15 tier. You get all the extra content, everything that we have to offer. And just, you know, all in all, just more laughs.
And everybody, thank you so much for joining us on the live feed tonight. We will see you next week.
Ton of fun, guys.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye. Sam Houston.
Sam Houston.
Arsenal fans have another Sam. Great day, yay, the fucking Gooner Graham. Stump of a lord. Looks great in shorts. Sam Graham.
Sam Graham.
Don't you deny?